alternativeradio.org. Printed transcripts, PDFs, and MP3s of this.
You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM Community Radio.
Tune in to KBOO on Saturday, February 17th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. for a special live remote broadcast of Keep Alive the Dream. Keep Alive the Dream is an annual celebration of the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This year's event includes guest speakers and musical performances from the MLK All-Star Band, Eli Hardy, and more. Again, that's a special live broadcast of Keep Alive the Dream, Saturday, February 17th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., here on your community radio station, KBOO, Portland.
Sound was used for centuries as a method of torture. Place someone's head inside of a bell and ring it.
Tune in to KBOO every other Tuesday at 3 a.m. for the Vinyl Pajama Party with your erstwhile host, Brian.
And eventually,
you never know what you will find on your radio/interwebs during the show, but it will be something.
You'll go insane. And eventually,
that's the Vinyl Pajama Party, alternating Tuesdays at 3 a.m., only on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KBOO. You're listening to the Tin Can Phone Podcast on KBOO Portland.
You are listening to Tin Can Phone on KBOO Portland.
You're listening to the Tin Can Phone Podcast.
3 years in, three seasons in, I ain't talking that time. We was stuck in the pen, all the work they kept, all the work put in. Got it out too much, see the jar in our hands. Pretty boy Poots had a dope ass plan. The recorder came in when Mike came in, so Tin Can Phone was contraband. Now you not, but still convicted. Damn, they did our brother wrong. 12 on the yard and he walked that off. Now Jaja's when he walk it out. KBOO packed like my cousin's house, but we ain't throwing hands, we talking it out. Bring your own blanket, we at grandma's house. It's Mike, it's Joe, it's Poots, it's me. We was out there yelling, free BG. It's Mike, it's Blue, it's Misfit Queez. Buddy in the cut, that's perfect scene. Tin Can Phone, that's something to see. I didn't do it, so I preach in the street, still praising the hood. Like I didn't lose Queen, Moon, Ben, and Billy too. When it comes to the life shit, bro, I'm cool. So every picture I'm throwing up too. All
right, master artist Michael Bernard Stevenson Jr.
That's me. Oh, I would say mostly positive. I've been studying some Buddhist texts and some nonviolent communication texts and some somatic texts, trying to like re-imbue energy into myself, which is interesting because my car broke down while driving to do a workshop about learning international politics with AmeriCorps, and my car broke down on the way, and you know, called a Tin Can Phone friend Kirk Rea to pick me up, and he pushed my car into a parallel parking spot, and we made it to the AmeriCorps, and we did the workshop in preparation for the workshop today, which is part of the All Power to the People initiative related to Kent Ford and Vanport Mosaic at Alberta House. And I was telling someone that my car's messed up and they're like, oh no. And I was like, I'm just trying to be optimistic about it. So that, I don't know, that's an attempt to kind of sum it up. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on, but I'm just trying to stay positive.
Yep, all in stride. Sounds like the life of an artist.
Indeed. I'm doing it masterfully.
Cool. Well, for the listeners, I mean, I think it's good to provide a little bit of context, and then maybe we'll start like really wide and then zoom in as we hone in on some key events and things on the near horizon.
Right.
But oh, how the turns have tabled. It's just you and I here right now.
Sure. There we go. I was like, what's... Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Through what I could only describe as a series of tumultuous events, kind of beginning with something that we've alluded to a lot in recent episodes, which is the passing of our founder, Armand Puspasand, which I don't know. I mean, I feel like I know I'm still coping with that as I pour through old archives and media and past recordings. And yeah, how are you feeling in that way?
Yeah, interesting, I guess, layering. I just even last night and before last night, but last night, as recent as last night, was putting the final touches on the intro, or putting some touches, trying to finalize the intro for the Great American Stories book. And yeah, I had to write that. I was getting ready to write this several times. In fact, I had an old file with like two paragraphs. I don't remember when it was from. And there were several times where I kind of offered to kind of co-write it or seed writing it to Armand. And it's interesting, Armand's personality and imaginative nature was what birthed this project. And he didn't love the administrative minutiae, but he always talked about the publication as a piece of art. You know, he would say that I was his favorite artist and that the book was going to be a piece of art, and would kind of then ramble on about the marketing of it, which is also less my forte. But the final touch for months and maybe more than a year has been just to write an intro outro, and the final PDF would exist. And so that was on me, knowing that it wasn't going to be him. And I have failed to do it for whatever, how many times since the book was actually done, but I needed to change the language. I guess my first draft, it had been 5 years and now it's been seven. And yeah, it's kind of, it's like melancholy. It's bittersweet. I think in our conversations around how this larger project kind of pivots towards doing the most and doing the best, my tenure has seen the loss of many lives and estrangement. And, you know, even in an interview we were talking about editing right now, you know, it's mentioned about like running for mayor, and where I know they're at right now, they're not running for a crossing guard kind of deal. And so, yeah, it's really terrible. I mean, Armand, I guess, was the youngest and therefore kind of had the brightest future, and in some ways had the least stumbling blocks if we were to like measure them externally. You know, college educated, had a job, you know, had great possible futures. And also the struggle internal to himself was not expressly legal / extra legal, right? So yeah, so as I sit with this whole thing, being at the funeral, I actually just got in touch. I sent, before I made it to the service, like a Facebook message to his sister. And it's funny because just I'm a million tabs open person, and I just have Armand's profile tab open just in case or whatever, I don't know. And his sister responded, and she goes, "What kind of projects are you working on?" And I said, "Well, like, we got this book, we got this podcast, we got this show coming up, you know." And she's like, "Wow, I'll definitely check this out, you know." And so the legacy lives, you know, here we are still talking about it, yet to air, getting ready for a big show. So yeah, there's ways in which it's like glimmering and sparkly, but at the same time, yeah, very disheartening, the actual reality of it. And I think my own positionality, like, I'm going to be on the panel for the show, and like, I think about things to say, but it's like, all my homies are dead or arrested, right? Like, the team is fucked up, right? So here I am kind of like accepting the award or the golden medal or whatever. And, you know, I don't think the work was for naught. You know, like, I think this format and this project has, and it was interesting when we were talking about listens, you know, like whatever, if half of those listens are real, that's real work. And at the same time, yeah, I'm thinking like how to prevent these kinds of things from happening again. And knowing, you know, like where you mentioned where you're at, knowing that they will, like regardless of my orientation or disposition towards this work, it'll be happening. And even as I like try and square up on a different vector of engagement, it's in, I wish I conveniently had it pulled up. Maybe I do. This is like three paragraphs, I'll give it. My concern in general when working with men and women within the prison industrial complex is that they are people with lives. It may seem that working with them can result from fun temporary projects, and maybe that's okay. For me, the real deep worry is that if we free citizens aren't organizing around liberatory practices, then we will remain with this deeply troubling premise of human incarceration. It's possible that these kinds of programs might suggest a more compassionate and development-minded way of rehabilitating folks struggling with the challenges of life. Though I think that without these very strong and deep-rooted intentions going in, I think this work can serve as a palate cleanser, something consumed and passed on from. To this end, it is my sincere hope that anyone with this book in their hands consumes it in its entirety. And afterwards, you look for a way to engage with the paradigm of incarceration if you aren't already. Much of this work can occur outside of prison, helping folks who have been incarcerated reintegrate into society. This will likely involve folks struggling with the same issues they were navigating when they went in, because being in prison only serves to make these challenges worse. Folks desperately need well-adjusted people in their lives to rely on when there's no one else in their life to depend on. This is hard work that will likely result in disproportionate amount of appreciation that is worthy of the work. That's what this work is. This work can be focused on endeavors to educate and enrich the lives of young people before they develop in ways that cause them to have self-destructive tendencies. I find this work possibly even more important and is certainly more effective if we're taking a statistical approach. In the end, the work of navigating prisons existing in our society and raising the youth of our nation to be healthy, interdependent community members are both critically important work whose roots are knotted together. We must address both with equal levels of zeal and compassion. So that's the non-rote details of the history of the project and the book, and more just like, yeah, I made this book with a team of guys and the founder is gone, and many of them, if they're not gone, they're on drugs. And some of them, a disproportionately low group, have wriggled into some form of stability, you know. So I'm like, with Armand and Armand's legacy, right? Because we're talking about Armand, but me being involved in this project was Armand's legacy. I did not think of doing this. I responded to his will to do this. So I'm thinking about, like, what do I do next?
Yeah, certainly. Well, the intro is beautiful. That's my first hearing it. I saw an image of you writing it the other day, which was really exciting to see. But love the pilot there. And yeah, it's you know,
that's three paragraphs or so of pages.
Yeah.
Not brief, despite that being one of my awarenesses right now. Right. I'm still long-winded.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, more and more in these past few months and weeks, I just feel like Armand's passing has brought the project to such a point that it's, you know, in addition to another bunch of other things that are also happening simultaneously, but it's causing the project to really start looking back and reflecting to what we're calling basically like Great American Stories. It's kind of like Tin Can Phone Season Zero.
Yeah.
That's like how I'm really thinking about it in post, and it's its most early nexus and genesis. But what's even more interesting, and this is a good pivot point into what is coming up, is as you have detailed in your most recent work, this all starts at an even earlier point in individuals' lives and their youth development. So do you want to talk a little bit about sort of what's coming up, or just maybe unpack that? And how would you explain mapping the pipeline, or what you're calling mapping the pipeline to someone?
So this feels like a relevant time, and I'll probably rehearse reading it and then read it at the end for double down. But essentially, I was invited to be a part of a show called Policing Justice. My understanding is that Intisar Abioto and Mac McFarland put my name for consideration about a work that was related to juvenile justice. And so the curator, Nina Amstutz, and co-curator, Cleo Davis, they reached out to me for a meeting and said, okay, we've got this exhibition called Policing Justice. We're looking for, you know, there's these other things going on. It's directly related to, well, yes. So it's directly related to the uprising in 2020 in Portland per the murder of George Floyd by police, whose name I know and will not give. And in Portland in particular, for listeners who may not track it, whether in the city or beyond, Portland was the most significant depth, volume, time, state-based upheaval, national kind of whipping state for Antifa vigilantist uprising, and such that federal agents were sent to this state at that time. And the Portland Police Bureau used some absurd amount of CS gas to abate protesters. And the organization, they're an international organization, Forensic Architecture, which is I believe British, but essentially international organization that has many tendrils, but they are expressly trying to eliminate the use of CS gas, I believe generally, but certainly domestically. And so because this happened, they are bankrolling the entire exhibition, which features the work of Don't Shoot Portland, Alfredo Yar, Cleo and Kane Talton Davis, Robert Clark, Kimberly Moreland, Sandy Rodriguez, and fascinatingly, there's some Carrie Mae Weems pieces, who's a Portland-based artist, and I wasn't aware of her presence in the city actively. I guess she travels here. But one of the pieces that she's showing is boarded up windows from that time, and then another kind of sculptural piece that was made in response to the George Floyd uprising. So anyway, Forensic Architecture is funding this work, and Nina Amstutz and Cleo Davis decided to curate me in and ask what I wanted to do. I can't remember what I said originally, but I told them a bit about the work that I was already doing. I was working with Tin Can Phone, I was working with King School and Jefferson High School, and had musings and interests in getting connected with Tubman. And again, I expressed a desire for a multimedia work, and I may have said, you know what, I think I want to do a sculpture. I can't really remember. But at some point I was like, you know what, I want to make a sculpture, which was my undergraduate thrust of study. And I don't really do it anymore. And hilariously, I haven't really gotten to do it this time either. But I have crunch time in the next 3 weeks, so hopefully I'll touch something. But I essentially designed a multimedia sculptural piece that is called Mapping the Pipeline. I've been referring to it, you know, the larger language is like juvenile justice. And I've been referring to it as a justice for juveniles piece. It's less centering police, it's more centering Harriet Tubman Middle School, Dr. Martin Luther King Elementary School, and Jefferson High School, colloquially known as Jeff. And these three sites have between 7 and 12 feet slabs of Oregon cut lumber. One is a piece of walnut, another juniper, I believe, and the third I don't remember at this moment. And each of them have the surrounding area of the school CNC cut into it, so all of the roads. And I was pretty careful about what's actually getting mapped. And so on the edges, we've got I-5 on the Jefferson map. It's the Jefferson frame is kind of I-5. MLK Boulevard, and then Killingsworth and Alberta as top and bottoms. And Tubman has I-5 running up the edge of it, which that school is adjacent to the highway and essentially is currently existing within a context that which the students cannot play outside. And that's interesting in a terrible way, but is being centered in this work. And also has kind of like a small portion, because it's not a square slab, where you can see Grand meet King and become King on the edge of that. And then King Map has MLK and kind of extends as far east as I could get, because that whole stretch of Alberta is extremely gentrifying and is clear. And that map will include the kind of like cranes and like apartment buildings as a way of kind of showing what's going on there. There's also like positive stuff too. So I have a little statue of Kent Ford. And I mean, part of the positive stuff, I guess, is this desire that remains, but has been a challenge, to bring in student participation to like both learn about the context of this work and then to learn new skills and be a collaborative participant in developing parts of it to be on exhibition. So between a snowstorm and a teacher strike, youth engagement pathways both were off limits at that time. And now, because so much time has been lost, getting in touch with teachers to contribute class time has also been like a challenging nightmare. So I'm still working those things. And also I have tens of thousands of dollars to do after school engagement. So this stuff will happen, but getting it on this timeline, which is another interesting part of this project, because there was a desire that I work with youth, juvenile justice people suffering that oppression at present. And I was immediately kind of skeptical of that. Like, it's kind of sounds sexy, like, yeah, we got prison kids, but it's actually really fucked up, actually. Like, they're in these extremely terrible parts of their life. And I had initially thought about approaching it from an avenue of Kirk Charlton, who's been a guest on the show, does a project called Art Inside Out, and was thinking of trying to kind of commission him to do arts engagement and then kind of exhibiting the results of that, which ultimately proved to be both too many moving pieces. And then also just, I didn't want to center that experience. And this is kind of a part of the kind of trajectory of Tin Can Phone, I want to be like there in their lives, but not for the purposes of extracting a result of their time to be exhibited to the art world. Because I don't think that that work does anything for them other than like having an accolade, and maybe that could offer transformational change to them and blah, blah, blah. But I'd rather like give them a sandwich. I'd rather give them skills and abilities and self-worth and self-esteem, and later can present that, you know. But it also, it doesn't want to be on a timeline, right? Like, I got a show opening, you know, even that's been tough for working with students. And so, you know, the hope is that there will be youth engagement components. And I also, it's interesting because even those components being missing are a part of the work, right? Like, when I'm on the panel, it'll be like, well, there was a teacher strike. Why was there a teacher strike? Because we don't have good resources for students. That's why students are winding up in self-destructive patterns, because their experiences aren't being held and supported. Then they end up in prison. Like, we can see it here in the absence of things. So that's a component. And also there's a statistical project I've been working on with Adrian Allerent, hopefully I used their name appropriately, and Lily Copenhagel. Both of them are statisticians, and they did some like deep census pores. It's really interesting as well, because there's aspects of information that they were like, we can't find this. And I was like, that's great. This is an art project. Like, that information not existing is a thing that we can point at. And then they correlated information that exists, but in some sort of weird disparate spreadsheet that, you know, without their kind of extraction and actualizing, is not a figure that's being kind of reported out to average citizens to be aware of. So here are some of the stats that are on here. Jefferson High School Black students in 2022 to 2023, 16% of Black students were suspended or expelled from Jefferson High School. This is the second highest rate of suspension or expulsion at high school for Black students in the Portland public school system, eight high schools reporting. At Jefferson High School, Black students were 6.6 times more likely than white students to be suspended or expelled. And there's stats on multiracial students, cost burden and risk of displacement, free lunches. At Jefferson High School, 54% of students qualify for free lunches, which is the highest proportion out of all nine high schools and twice the median value for all high schools, which is 27%. And so, and then it gets like real deep because right this moment, the Jefferson High School rebuild campaign is on pause, whereas all of the other more affluent schools have already been redone. And the reason it's on pause is because it was underway and then it got sidelined because the community wasn't happy with how it was going. So it's like this mess is just, you know, and I really wanted with this project, even though it has this sculptural component, to weave statistics in, because I think that's usually missing from artwork. It's like, look at this expressive feeling, you know, and it's like, yes, this expressive feeling is like backed up by dollars and cents and percents. And these things are related to like who's ending up in prison, et cetera. And there's other kind of bells and whistles. The Tubman Island has a bookshelf underneath. And so the publication is one of the reasons I'm finally trying to get the intro outro going, is so we can do a non-publisher's self-published version to have on display, as well as I just got a book in the mail, Girls in Justice, I believe is what it's called, but it's like a photo series of girls' prison, and then I also have another one, Juvenile Injustice or something, and it's photo of that. I guess also I can shout out Devin Allen, who I've been meaning to get the text for a long time, but they were actually, you know, their history is that they were kind of on the streets and hanging out, but they had a camera and they were really interested in photography. And after they photographed a very particular notable image of the Freddie Gray uprising in Baltimore, there's a photo of someone running from a line of cops, and that made the cover of Time. But right, if we get into it, right, Freddie Gray was criminalized and therefore put in a paddy wagon, mistreated, eventually kind of murdered through neglect, in the least, if we want to be almost kind with language. And, you know, so all of these things are linked together. And then last but not least, there will be audiovisual components, which include some video, which is kind of yet to be finalized. And maybe you could weigh in on what exactly that might look like. But then also some audio clips that just before doing this recording, we're talking about how these, as you were saying, listening back to the Great American Stories recordings, will kind of be the first time that these recordings, as you said, season zero of this project, will really be put out there for people to hear, which I think is what I kind of told Nina right at the beginning. I said, yeah, well, we could try to interact with youth. I'd be into trying to think about it, but I already have relationships with adults who have stories about being policed as youth. And so what we're seeing in the present is the result of what that looks like, which even as I say that again, remind myself of what that is and what it looks like and how it feels. So that's the not brief version of what's up with that project.
The not brief briefing. Yes. So what we're talking about here, PICA, Portland Institute for Contemporary Art, Policing Justice Exhibition. Exhibition dates for listeners, February 23rd. May 19th, 2024. Gallery hours will be Thursday and Friday from 12 to 6, Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 4. It's a free event. There will be an opening reception on the 23rd from 4 to 8, as well as a walkthrough with curators and artists at 5, all free and open to the public. What we're talking about here is policing in Portland, talking about youth engagement, and what you can expect are multimedia presentations that you can engage with directly, audio-visual components, as Michael just mentioned. So show up. Hopefully you can be there in attendance and to learn and to unlearn and relearn. And kind of in closing here, because we've got some work to do. What are your closing thoughts? Looking forward, I mean, definitely we should give a couple shout-outs here. Shout out to We Rise for their help with the book, the publication from its earliest stages. Shout out to KBOO for always being there and seeing us through the project woes as we continue kind of rolling with the punches and as things unfold.
Yeah, I just kind of did a mental catalog for this intro. Shout out to Oregon Humanities, who I think was... It actually, that fund was secured by Spencer Burnseries, who was a major kind of bedrock component of the programming at CRCI, which is where I met Armand and where the kind of birth of this project came from. So we got handed over that funding to kind of fund season one and actually fund you coming on as a producer. And then Southeast Uplift, who funded season two and also kind of funded We Rise coming onto the project and supporting the publication. Shout out to Pika, who actually was the host of our first episode of Tin Can Phone. Though we had done some recordings before, we kind of reverse engineered and did this later, more public launch with Pika as episode one, and then filled in with some of our prior recordings. And I guess shout out to you, buddy. I mean, it's interesting, more lately folks have been able to hear you on the mic, but this project never would have survived this long without you being in the back end doing the editing, which maybe I could have done, but I never would have gotten it all on the internet and all that stuff. So that's a major big deal. Shout out, you know, I guess RIP Armand. Shout out to Joe Rosenberger, who of I think everyone I know made it the furthest away from prison and was the youngest and so maybe had the most snapbackism. Shout out to, in order would be Queez, who is, you know, I believe on a parole violation, currently, you know, currently incarcerated somewhere or in jail, maybe not. It's not actually clear. I got a call from him and, you know, hopefully we see him again soon and is one of the reasons for this shift in format. And then shout out to Blue for stepping in as the project transformed in season two. And yeah, should we be more specific about our shift in format or...
I mean, I feel like we can revisit that at a later date, maybe. It seems like an appropriate way to wrap. And shout out to the listeners, first and foremost. Yeah. There's a lot of things going on right now. There's a lot of projects to engage with, a lot of things in development. If you're interested in Tin Can Phone, you're a past listener, you want to listen to past episodes, that's all available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google, anywhere you get your audio, as well as YouTube. You can subscribe there and watch some of these episodes, as well as a catalog that's being updated in real time. And... yeah, the event.
What was the platform that had our like most listeners?
It's like Samsung Podcasts or yeah, Android, people with Androids.
You see, you Android Samsung guys. Yeah, yeah, you are us. Yeah. I can't believe it. I didn't know you existed, but you were like, this is the spot. And yeah, again, one more shout out to Pika. The show opens on the 23rd. There's a panel on the 24th. Split Jury, Buddy's documentary, is getting a screening on April 4th, and we will have some programming. Perhaps we can get K-Boo to shout us out, do a little sound clip to invite you to that stuff. It's not fully planned yet. Probably be in April. We've got some big things cooking, honestly. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, just in closing, thanks again for tuning in to Tin Can Phone, as always. And I guess reflecting on something that you famously told me that will forever stick in my mind. If this is on your radar, this is your call to action, right? This is a great event to show up and engage directly with this issue and learn about it. And the needle won't move without everyone's involvement.
Fine words.
You're listening to the Tin Can Phone podcast here at KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Listen every single first Tuesday of every month at 10 a.m. or you can stream this at kboo.fm/tincanphone. Tune in at kboo.fm or 90.7 FM for more show.
Feeling the Odyssey see prodigies where I'll be at. That is probably ought to be focal points of the psychiatry. Give me the space, you can see the variety mightily. Showing God's love on the melody. Man, you be gassing is what they be telling me. Selling me under the table contracts. But world is a jungle on beats. I'm an animal. Scandalous people, I keep it a distance. Follow the Lord. The devil resisted. Wicked and twisted. Christity gifted. Fast on the track, now I'm Tokyo drifting. Rapidly changing, evolving, adapting. If you can see it, I'm bringing the action. Songs get attraction. Leave like a captain. Real with the flow. Tell me why you be acting. While I be slaughtering, sounding immaculate. Beats on a loose in a booth for my capture. Scatter it amongst the actors and actors. Catching the case off the criminal damages. Fitting no savages. Lurking in hoodlums. Sharing the spirit. Attention refueling them. Drilling them. Giving them chains and insanity. With the good news. Not on TV like Hannity. Put away vanity. Humbly, awfully. YCD got them watching and charting me. Starting me up on the stairway to heavenly. From the grassroots up the hills like it's Beverly. Chevy be rolling the hoods with the 808. Changing your ways. Now you're seeking a better day. Seeking a better way. Seeking a better play. Money's been talking. They seek with the cheddar. Stay stereotypical views of what's supposed to be me. Shack a bendigo. Angels stay close to me. Talented mostly. Greatest approach of me. Orthodox Christians. They rocking my rosary. City of roses. I'm chilling and posing. And if they ahead of the race, then I'm closing in right with a frozen pen. Scorching the frozen wind. Did it before. So it's nothing to blow again. Nothing to flow again. Leaving them open. We're bringing the hocus and pocus and focusing. Breathe. Now I'm floating and strolling and coasting up under the moon as it's folding on top of the earth and the stars are glowing. You seeking the truth is the truth that I'm showing. The cops are patrolling from Dade up to Oakland. The system is broken. My verses is potent. The other side's folding. I flow automatically. You see the difference? The difference is drastically lyrical. Casualty changing my battery. Master the craft and then crafting with mastery. Vampire diaries biting my flows again. Listening closer than cloning and catching with felt the inspection with lyricists huddle up. Constantly hustling. Good with the devil up. Watching it bubble up. Neighbor is bubbling. Dizzy's the comment. It's funny and troubling. Blessings I'm living in. Lessons I'm living in. You can rap too is the message I'm giving them. Better than selling dope, better than prison cells. Keeping it relative evidence in the dove. Breathe. Now I'm peeping the science, I'm conquering giants. The Lakers, I'm Brian like Jordan. I'm flying, defying the fists and spitting the heat to the trumpet. The menace is crumping and dabbing. My drips off the wagon, Vancouver to stat. My name's on the tag and on point with the fashion. I'm barred from Africa. I'm gobbling savages. They see me, I'm beasting, surrender, retreating. This season I'm eating, competing on levels outside of the industry. Sick with the bars and this beat is the remedy. Satan's the enemy, steadily tempting me. Go get some dope, cop that bottle with Hennessy. Putting me back to judges and sins. And down on my knees, asking God for forgiveness. Entrepreneur, just minding my businesses. Running the back like I'm Emmitt Smith. That's the gift. Christ disciple.
Yeah, TRX Block, growth, wealth, and prosper. We sliding on the low, sliding, riding on the low. Right, just thought I'd let you know. Let them, time to let you go. Let them, we sliding on the low, riding on the low. Right, just thought I'd let you know. Yeah, time to let you go. We can keep it on the low,
keep it on the low.
Sticking to the code,
sticking to the code.
Don't tell them what you know.
Don't tell them what you know.
When broke cause you owe,
broke cause you
stand
owe.
Tall, never fold.
Never fold.
You slide them with a pole.
Slide them with a pole.
They ain't knowing what you want.
They ain't knowing what you want.
Who gon' really go?
Who gon' really go?
Don't nobody know.
Don't nobody
cause
know.
They keep it on the low.
They keep it on the low.
Emotions never show.
Emotions never show.
I did it for the bros.
I did it for the bros.
Never for the
hoes. Never for the hoes.
Oh, you know what I'm on.
You know what I'm on.
Smoke and feeling lungs.
Smoke and feeling lungs.
They ain't never show no love.
Never show no love.
Where you at when I face a judge? Got hit with them slugs.
Got hit with them slugs.
Burn bridges with some plugs.
Burn the bridges.
Put some skits, but they dust.
All dust.
No more sweeping on the rug.
No more that.
He told them what it was.
He told them what it
some
was.
Don't understand.
I don't understand.
Getting Tim's is the plan.
Getting to the plan.
Woke up counting bands.
Woke up.
Been grinding since 10.
Grinding since 10.
She a fan of a fan.
Fan of a fan.
She do it with no hands.
Do it with no hands.
She a fan of a fan.
Fan of a fan.
Says she don't need no man.
She don't need no man.
She a fan of a fan.
Fan of a fan.
Counting hella bands.
Bands.
On the low.
On the low.
Low.
On the low,
on the low,
on the low,
on the low,
on the low.
We sliding on the low,
sliding on the low,
riding on the low,
riding on the low.
Just thought I'd let you know,
thought I'd let you know.
Time to let you go,
time to let you go.
We sliding on the low,
sliding on the low,
riding on the low,
riding on the low.
Just thought I'd let you know,
thought I'd let you know.
Time to let you go,
time to let you go.
If you slide, let me know,
let me know.
I be riding with a ghost,
riding with a ghost.
Really coast to coast,
really coast to coast.
On brag or a boast,
brag or a boast.
We can make a toast,
we can make a toast.
Let's not do the most,
not do the most.
We came up from the bottom,
came up from the bottom.
They don't really know,
they don't really know.
Killers were for real,
real. Real.
Tell me what you know.
Tell me what you know.
Slide the MLK.
Okay.
Couple shooters on go.
Really on go.
Pulling up the jacks.
Pulling up the jacks.
Put chicken on low.
On low.
Wap is for real.
Wap is for real.
Something y'all can feel.
Something y'all can feel.
They say they getting money.
Say they getting money.
Do this shit real.
Do this shit for real.
Never for the thrills.
Never for the thrills.
Quick way to get killed.
Quick way to get
everybody
killed.
Everybody say they real.
Everybody say
everybody ain't real.
Everybody
everybody ain't. Gotta watch for the snake, gotta watch. They want my place,
wanna take my place.
Gotta watch for my ops,
gotta watch them.
They be in the way,
they be in the way.
Living on them dreams,
living on them dreams.
That chase,
that chase.
Look at what they made,
look at what they made.
Never had a cake,
never had a cake.
Ain't nobody getting saved,
ain't nobody getting
saved. That's all I got to say,
all I got
to
say.
On the low,
on the low.
On the low,
on the low.
On the low,
on the low.
On the low,
on the low. We sliding on the low, riding on the low. Just gotta let you know, time to let you go.
On the low, on the low, yeah.
Young Swanga on the track.
Juliano.
Three Love, Juliano.
Man, I made a lot of mistakes. My father told me,
yeah.
I was trying to find my own way. Can you show me? Diamond in the rough, born up in the middle. Said lots of memes, you can change your whole vision. The first day out, looking at the stars above, thinking, God, you just held me down. I was down up on my back, fighting all these demons. Now this phoenix gon' rise, had my angels legions.
Breadwinner, baby, yeah, I need loaves. They rock with the boy, man, on each coast. Come to the smoke shop and get this free smoke. Fully sticks to give an imitator heat stroke. Infrared, same size as a peephole. I be looking through that scope like a peep show. Stay ready, I be littered in a pre-roll. Better know I toe the line like a free throw. Yeah, all squishes check the wrist work. To make it pay me, I ain't have to trick first. Fish scale gang, come and get work. It's still middle fingers up if we get blur. Baby, know me, I'm tryna get close. Hey, what you wanna bet I could get first? Hey, I done the math, you's a big nerd. I give a damn what they heard, Julian.
Man, I made a lot of mistakes, my father told me. I was tryna find my own way, can you show me? Diamond in the rough, born up in the middle. Said lots of me, she can change your whole vision. Said first day out, looking to the stars above. Thinking, God, you just held me down. I was down up on my path, fighting all these demons. Now this phoenix gon' rise, her angel legions.
Your chick wanna choose, it'll run her 10 bandages. My software potent and my wood filled with cannabis. My rap concrete, ain't no way you could damage it. My chick charge stacks, plus shipping and handling. John Morant lit, yeah, ballin', bamming it. Handles off the jump ball, ay, I ran with it. Started small time, took the team and expanded it. Killing it, 18-7, no evidence. Everything I do, high speed like the internet. You let the broad come with no feet. You ain't center yet, a couple full of small stuff. Steps made to get you bigger checks. My sauce make the haters mad. My drip gang get her a G. You talk about the life but never did it yet. I knew a cat said he wanted smoke, I had to give him that. I'm from where you put her on the road, man, I'm full for pack. No open hands, move wrong, it'll get
man,
you smacked.
Man, I made a lot of mistakes, my father told me. I was trying to find my way, can you show me? Diamond in the rough, born up in the middle. Said lots of me, didn't change your vision. Said first day out, looking at the stars above, thinking, God, you just held me down. I was down up on my side, fighting all these demons. Now this phoenix gon' rise as an angel legion. Yeah, yeah.
Juliana, trying to pick the pieces up, they think I'm broken. And life can fall apart at any moment. I'm still closing up the wounds that was open. It could always be worse, but I'm coping. Trying to pick the pieces up, they think I'm broken. And life can fall apart at any moment. I'm still closing up the wounds that was open. It could always be worse, but I'm coping. Take a loss, man, turn to wins. You're trying to keep it together, losing family and friends. Stay focused, cause the bull will fog up your lens. You gotta learn to see through the fake love and the grin. You got beef with your loved ones, making amends. Give you solid advice, don't be taking offense. I'm a king, but I've been the same way since a prince. Got the game in my blood, it leak out of my prints. What I've been through made me stronger for sure. Appetite of a giant, yeah, hunger for more. I pull up and grab something, I'ma tuck it and go. If you ain't got no goals, what you hustling for? If you ain't real, baby, what you put your trust in her for? If she ain't 100, what you cuffing her for? Hey, play me to the left, I'ma jump in the low. Swing, swing through, yank and leave nothing but smoke. Tryna pick the pieces up, they think I'm broken.
feel like you fall apart at any moment. I'm still closing up the wounds that was open. It could always be worse, but I'm coping. Trying to pick the pieces up, they think I'm broken. And life could fall apart at any moment. I'm still closing up the wounds that was open. It could always be worse, but I'm coping. My childhood wasn't a childhood, let me explain. From the Piedmont, everybody was game. I hit the block as a kid, man, serving a... I made my first 200, brought some in the thing. A lot of just hang, I was putting in work. Homie used to say I should've been for the turf. I'd run through your pockets and I'd run through a purse. Even though it was a blessing, it was also a curse. My heart went dark, was just a sliver of light. The deeper that the hurt go, the bigger the fight. Did a whole lot of wrong, my intention was right. The only reason I could stand up and drip on this mic. Stop, I keep going, A little pain, but I'm trying not to show. You want, I can break you off a dose. What you mean? Big ass and red roses. Try to pick the pieces up, they think I'm broken. Life can fall apart at any moment. Closing up the wounds that was open. Could always be worse, but I'm coping. Trying to pick the pieces up, they think I'm broken. Life can fall apart at any moment. I'm still closing up the wounds that was open. Could always be worse, but I'm coping. Yeah. Sticks and Stoners, Volume 1. Real Giuliano. Broken. Tune in to the Out of Sight, Out of Mind Music Hour on The Numbers, where you'll get the opportunity to listen to and support local artists from Out of Sight, Out of Mind Music. OSOM is a program dedicated to supporting incarcerated and formerly incarcerated people to make music. To learn more about the program, go to openheartsopenminds.net for information or follow them on Instagram at OSOMMusicPDX to see what they're doing in the community.
Yeah. Trig over here playing around this. Hey, so this is my, this is my anthem. Know to let you know I get it. Life is going, baby girl, I'm with it. Yeah. Wake up the morning, the sunrise. World cloudy, does the sunshine. Cold hearts with rolling ties. P.S. Let me demonstrate. Close your eyes, let it illuminate. Heartstrings be the coldest face. And season change, do you know the date? Know it's heavy, don't hold your breath. Let me just pick up my Bible. I'm feeling these demons, they always be scheming. Exit is not just a title. No option, just a long process. Tell me, what do you fight for? Hercules, never back down, son. Hold me close, that's my pride, though. Wolf heart with a goddess soul. Push a button, any money mo. Big feeling, not an average Joe. Just a kid, not a snot nose. Don't play around with them harpoons. Skinny wooden with some well tunes. Seeing vision like I pop shrooms. Top back, whole nother moon. Now this is my, this is my anthem. Know to let you know I get it. Life is going, baby girl.
I need a hook tip that ain't broke, but she rich and she gotta look just like a Megan Good. Got my name from a gang, better stay in your lane or your town. Get packed like a Honeywood. See, I went to the booth, I ain't double my breath, but to tell you the truth is I probably should. And I'm true to the game, so when I finally blood, they gon' say that in Morgan went Hollywood. Get straight from the top, I'ma pop my ish. I heard you talk to the cops, you's an opposition. I've been your block, ain't no competition. All it takes is one calling, your mama's missing. Know you sick that you found out your daughter's stripping. So this is my flow, part of my drip, it's a part of my road. Take a look at my wrist, it's a part of my glow. Seen a whole different world when I open that door. 6OZ where I pop that 4 MOE with a big fella label. I ain't in the stories, I ain't telling fables. I feel like a don, gotta sit at the table. Went from antenna to all different cable. Now watch where I go, watch my steps and watch my flow. See, I'm never gonna slip cause the salt on my toe. So this is my,
this is my anthem. Know to let you know I get it. Life is going, baby girl, I'm with it.
Raised up wrong in an unfair house. Only one way out, I could never stand down. Complicated emotionally, never been shown love. Kicked to the street, being kicked like a rug. Every day trying to live light like a bug. Stacking up checks, I'ma get us out the mud. coughing up blood, cooking up clean in the pot like sir. Get your rubber band up, come up in the struggle, could you please stand up? Feet hit the ground, I would never stand down. Work go to town, every smile on face underneath there's a frown. Now I'm just sipping on lean by the drown, smoke by the pound, going to a round. Never took a loss in the street, made one no defeat. Bet you shit sound sweet, kid. She like my feet, man. Been an air beat from a squat, no sleep. Conscious 3 weeks, now I'm rapping on beats. I'ma get it, gotta eat broomstick. I'ma sweet on the chair, cheer free. Ride both cheeks, bend it to the mattress. My bitch, she an actress. Yeah, you a duck, cause you standing that fat list. Knocked off the mic, get you gone off the atlas. Bull out your mouth, got you looking like chapstick. Yeah.
This is my anthem, no to let you know I get it. Life is going, baby girl, I'm with it.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM.
Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. I often hear my generation lament, what a sad situation we've created for our children and grandchildren. The pollution, the climate crisis, sea level rise, and so much more. All true, but perhaps not so despairing as it sounds, in that my children, and now their children, have received the circumstance with resilience and resolve, not to wait for us to solve the problem, rather to meet the crisis for themselves. The urgency has been understood, and there is ample evidence to support transgenerational awareness and commitment to become agents for change, in effect, to take charge of their own rescue from the situation that we have created. The paragon of this endeavor is, of course, Greta Thunberg, the young activist who in 2018 stood outside the Swedish parliament as a one-woman protest against indifference to the conclusions and recommendations of the International Panel on Climate Change, and who has remained fully engaged in that singular demonstration as an example for the engagement required by all of us. Greta Thunberg has continued to inspire her generation, leading global protests by children in over 180 countries, outside schools, and at countless events and international meetings like Davos and the UN, where she has continued her activism without compromise in the face of political criticism and arrest. She was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year in 2019 and might well be so honored every year since for her integrity, modesty, and consistency of intent. Much has changed since we started, she has said, and yet we have much further to go. We are still moving in the wrong direction, where those in power are allowed to sacrifice marginalized and affected people and the planet in the name of greed, profit, and economic growth. We are rapidly approaching potential nonlinear ecological and climactic tipping points beyond our control, unquote. She is no longer alone. She has been joined by thousands of young people who understand both the challenge and the solution. They are everywhere. In the United States, Europe, the Far East, Africa, and South America. They are active in the schools, cleaning the beaches, recycling plastic, further empowered by local youth councils, both local and international, where their voices can be heard by their families, their neighbors, their fellow students, their governments, and the larger world community, in which they incite action and inspire hope. Dr. Sylvia Earle, ocean scientist and advocate, uses the phrase hope spots for places of exquisite biodiversity identified and conserved as marine protected areas. But the real hope spots are each of these children, who with the wisdom their elders have not shown, are envisioning and executing their future. Beyond these, one can begin to look for institutional change. Heat pumps, rooftop panels and community solar farms, offshore wind, electric cars, state and local laws and ordinance, governments and subsidies, incentives and grants, open space protection, forest conservation and carbon sequestration, organic farming practice, aquaculture, kelp harvest, shellfish and fisheries regulation, environmental studies in high school and college education, outdoor education in pre- and elementary schools, expanded programs in nature-based vocational training, even the concept of human ecology as the curricular focus of a college experience, demonstrating the expansion of the asset value of nature as a focus for professional work, community development, and quality of life. Even the media weather people, faced with the ever-increasing evidence of drastic change in meteorological patterns, record intensity, recurring destruction, and inadequate protections against drought and wildfire, have become evidentiary agents against the complacency of climate denial. For whatever political purpose such denial might have advanced in the past, the indisputable reality reveals its absurdity. Denial may be acceptable to the perpetrators of the causes of climate change, but up against the fact, now evident and experienced by all, it becomes ludicrous and ignorant. Our kids know this, and know it is up to them. We must reinforce their strength, their acceptance of the need, their commitment to urgent transgenerational rescue. R for renewal, E for environment, S for society, C for collaboration, U for understanding, and E for engagement. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org.
Hey, we're Los Lonely Boys, and you're listening to KBOO.
Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Water is the wellspring of world ocean health. Water is the font of life. It is the essential natural system that sustains us all, and thus its protection and sustainability are the key strategy for rescue. Simply put, we live in a hydraulic society, an architecture that connects us from mountaintop to abyssal plain, a riverine system without which, as an individual, a family, a community, a nation, or a planet, we are reduced to a savage state. What will it take to capture our attention beyond the headlines and lived experience of anthropogenic climate change, reaching limits that in our complacency we have ignored? Safe places are safe no longer. The air we breathe, more importantly, the water we drink, as more and more corrupted, are immediate symptoms of consequence. Air quality alerts, unexpected floods, wildfires are suddenly revealed as evidence and impact of what can only be described as a war on nature that we are losing rapidly, day by day. It does not take much imagination to compare a war zone to a flood zone, an urban fire to wilderness ablaze. The physical and human destruction approach similarity in scale, the dislocation and disruption and sadness evident to all. Overwrought? No, I don't think so. The best way to solve a problem is to strike at its source, to improve the air, defeat the emissions, to defeat plastic, stop the oil that makes it, to defeat the decline, pursue an incline, up, away, therapeutic, urgently, now, to defeat the corruption of the water on which we depend, conserve it, clean it, control it, and connect it to where it is most needed. What will it take? The beauty, still, in nature is that inherent in it is resilience, resistance, renewal, and reciprocity. Just as it gives tools for living, it gives tools for healing. Our food from land and sea, our harvest and manufacture from it, our solace derived, our spirits lifted by it. Why do we reject the hand that feeds us? Why do we ignore the value it provides? Why, if we are so smart, do we think we can use it to exhaustion? We take water for granted, always there, at the tap, until it isn't. Ask the good people of Flint, Michigan, about their water. Here's what's at stake. The water demands of manufacture, the growing of food from field to ocean, the discovery and application of medicine known and unknown, the mental health derived from recreation and solace. Just that spectrum of human necessity ought to be enough to understand that the protection of water supply and security is relevant to every aspect of our future. The water cycle drives the life cycle. water is a universal human right. The ocean provides the volume, water sourced and circulated, desalinated by nature, and provided in an efficient, regenerative circle of service. We corrupt it at our peril. We ignore it to our loss. We abandon it and do not survive. Make no mistake, water is the sole paradigm and singular strategy for rescue. R for renewal, E for environment, S for society, C for collaboration, U for understanding, and E for engagement. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org, where the full catalog of World Ocean Radio episodes is now searchable by theme. You'll find the Rescue series by clicking on the Solutions banner. Since its beginnings here on WERU in 2010, World Ocean Radio has produced more than 635 weekly episodes. If you are new to the program, thanks for tuning in. If you're a regular listener and see the value in such programming, please contribute to WERU in support of our community radio station and all the great work that they do to keep programs like World Ocean Radio on the air after all these years. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
Hey KBOO listeners, KBOO cut through the clouds during our end-of-year campaign thanks to support from listeners like you. When we meet our campaign goals, we can continue to bring you colorful, radiant rays of radio. Thank you, and keep tuning in for unique music, cutting-edge news, and transformative public affairs on the airwaves.
Listen to Black Book Talk at KBOO-FM every first Thursday from 11:30 till noon. Co-host